I remember the first time I saw a glowworm. I'd never seen one before. Brian and I were at seminary in New Jersey, and we'd gone out for a walk in the woods behind the married student housing. And there in the darkness were these little lines of light down close to the ground. And even though they were tiny and not all that bright, they were so easily seen. I had never seen one before. It was tiny and humble, but it was unmistakable and magical. There's nothing else like it. I remember the first time I saw fireflies, too, or lightning bugs. And what a wonder they are. Tiny little spots of light in the darkness. Blink, blink, blink. They're amazing. You know, there are so many kinds of light. Each individual. Each beautiful in its own distinctive way. Just think about it. I mean, you start just listing them from the tiny, tiny lights like glowworms and fireflies to the ones that light up the whole sky like lightning to candlelight, sunrise and sunset, the light of midday, the beautiful light we have outside today, thanks be to God. Moonlight, starlight, the autumn light with its particular character, light reflecting off snow, a rainbow light. You are the light of the world. Each individual, each distinctive, each beautiful in your own particular way. One of the things I've come to discover in cooking lately is that there are lots of different kinds of salt. I mean, I kind of grew up with Morton in a box, you know? But there's rock salt, sea salt, fine salt, coarse salt, pink salt, black salt. And each one has its own distinctive flavor and its own distinctive uses. Salt, depending on the kind of salt, can be used in so many different ways. For seasoning food, for preserving, for pickling, for sterilizing things, even for treating wounds. So many uses for salt. And so many kinds of salt. You are the salt of the earth, each in your own distinctive way. You know, salt and life, light, these images that Jesus uses, each have many, many purposes. And they are essential for life and for health. Human beings and human society cannot live without either of them, salt and light. One of the things that Jesus is pointing out with this imagery is that we are made for community and made for each other. We're not meant to hoard God's light for ourselves, basking in it, soaking it in, and hoarding it. We're called to let our light shine, not to hide it under a bushel. Herb Montgomery, in an article that Jeannie posted on our church Facebook pages, said, "The Jesus of the Synoptic Gospels did not teach a contemplative path toward privatized peace of mind. He taught a distributively just path toward peace on earth. On his path, we recognize the reality that we are in this together. Now, This is not to say that there's no place for contemplation, not at all. But that if contemplation is focused only on our own peace of mind and has no consequences for peace on earth, then we have misunderstood the message of the Gospels. Jesus is very clear. Jesus did not come to abolish the law and the prophets. And the law and the prophets are both deeply social. In our time and place, the law and the prophets have too often been co-opted by voices of hate in ways that have tempted us in the church to reject them. I mean, not the voices of hate alone, but the law and the prophets, as if they were what the voices of hate had made them. But in doing that, we miss Jesus' teaching. Because Jesus says that he came not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. And he says that to actually practice what's taught in the law and the prophets is to enter the kingdom of heaven, the world as God desires it. We as Christians need to trust that if Jesus saw something good in the law and the prophets, perhaps there's something good there that we might want to look at and reclaim. And it's striking to realize that so much of Old Testament law is about economic and social justice. It's the world's first welfare system. It's also about distributive justice. There are laws built into the Old Testament that redistribute wealth when it accumulates too much in the hands of a few. That sounds radical, but it's biblical. And the prophets get most upset when people fail to practice economic justice and when they harm the poor. Jesus calls us to reclaim the law and the prophets and to live them out, not in a narrow, legalistic way, but to understand what they were trying to accomplish and to practice it in our own lives. To reclaim the law and the prophets is to loose the bonds of injustice, as Isaiah 58 says, to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke, to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your house, to become repairers of the breach, restorers of streets to live in. It's about working for a just and loving society. As I look out at you, I see so many ways that you are being salt and light in your community. And notice, Jesus doesn't say that you have to become salt and light. He says you are salt and light. And what he's calling us to do is to allow who we are and the God-given light within us to transform the world around us. And each one of us has different gifts for doing that. You know, some of us are glowworms, and some of us are bolts of lightning. And we all have our place, and we're all important and beautiful. And I look at you, and I see salt and light. I see light as you are feeding people. I see salt as you're advocating for just economic laws and practices. I see you bringing light as you're working with kids who often don't have strong parental male figures in their homes, right? And you're creating community. I see you being salt as you advocate for disadvantaged children and youth. You're being light through PFLAG and through the Love is Love Party, you know, as you're welcoming and showing God's love to all kinds of people in all the flavors we come in. You're being light when you show up to support Lauren, the transgender woman who was assaulted, and say, trans people are God's children too, just as much as any one of us. You're being light when you provide rides for people who can't drive, when you visit the sick, the lonely, when you comfort people who are grieving, when you practice forgiveness. Boy, does that require God's light. When you love one another in all kinds of practical ways, in the ways that God has put it within your abilities to do, within your nature to do, you're being light. You're sharing God's love. You're being the salt of the earth. Oh, you are salt. Let your salt do its work to transform this society. You are light. Whatever kind of light you are, don't hide it under a bushel. Don't be ashamed of your particular light. Let it shine. Let it shine. I bet you all know this song. Would you sing it with me? And some of us, our form of light is snark as our native language, our first heart language. Let it shine, Linnea, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.